For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From Black Powder Headquarters and the Bojangles Studio at Three Falls Cabin in the North Georgia Mountains, it's time for O'Neill Outside. For anything in the outdoors, this is your source. Listen in and call the show with your comments or questions. And now, here's O'Neill.
Welcome to the program. We've got 2 hours of outdoors headed your way, and we hope you'll find time to join us. We have a lot of things to do this morning. I will tell you, you're listening to the program possibly at WSB Radio AM 750 and 95.5. And, of course, on the SB Nation from Seattle to Sacramento to L.A., throughout Texas, the Midwest, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, all the way to Maine, to South Florida. Welcome to the program, everyone. If you'd like to join us, the telephone numbers are 404-872-0750, or outside the Atlanta calling area, it's 800-972-8255. Let's do that again. 404-872-0750, or 800-972-8255. Questions, comments, observations, discussion, tell me what you've been doing. I'll tell you a couple of things I'd like to hear from you today, but before I get to that, I will tell you that you can watch O'Neill Outside at O'NeillOutside.com, YouTube, Facebook, and a whole host of other places, including Fox Sports Southeast, Fox Sports Florida, Fox Sports Arizona, the Pursuit Channel, and just Waypoint TV, and just dozens of places, and I hope you'll find time to watch sometimes. I have some excellent guests on the program, and my goodness, you might learn something or be reminded of a new way, a different way, a way that you used to hunt or fish, and maybe then you can improve on it. So we have a lot of things to do. I'm going to tell you about our Alaskan adventure coming up. The Medal of Honor tribute in the second half of the hour. We'll have the radio prize package and so many things in which you can become involved. And we hope that you will do that. I'm going to, when we get back from this first break, you know, I have a book called O'Neill Outside, People and Places Along the Way. And before Woman Williams joins us this morning, I am going to read to you a chapter from that book. Very tiny little chapter. It's the people and places along the way. So we'll have a lot to do, and I hope you'll stick around and join us. This is O'Neill. I'll be back.
He'd take Colorado if he take her with him. Closes the door before the winter lets the cold in.
Welcome back. The telephone numbers are 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. Before I have a special read for you, because he's on his way turkey hunting, let's go ahead and talk to Gabriel. He's on line one and he's on the way to the woods. Good morning, Gabriel. You're on the radio. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir. How are you doing this morning?
Lovely. Where are you headed?
Paulding Forest, WMA.
Okay. Good for you. You got him located?
Call and let you know that I'm using something that you used to advertise. I can't find it nowhere. The cough silencer.
Oh, yes, indeed, the cough silencer. It works.
Yeah, I still use it.
You betcha.
Yeah, it works. I mean, well, as far as I know, it works.
Yeah.
Can you still get that somewhere?
You know, I don't know, Gabriel. I haven't seen it in stores anywhere. Gosh, what was that? 10, 12 years ago, maybe something like that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've been a native of Georgia my whole life. And mm-hmm. when it first came out, I said, that is the most ingenious idea that anybody ever came up with. I had to duct tape it to keep it to stay together.
what Gabriel's talking about, it's a little plastic device that you use. You put it in your mouth and almost like a whistle, and it silences your cough.
It's like a muffler.
Yeah, basically correct.
It's designed
well
like
put.
A muffler.
Well put.
But, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say it works. I mean, if you're if you're sitting next to someone, if you're sitting next to them and they use the cough silencer, of course you can hear them, but not more than 5 or 6 feet away. So in the woods, it works perfectly.
Well, I've had friends of mine, turkey hunting buddies, that sit probably 20 feet away from me, and I used it, and they was amazed. Uh-huh. And they're looking for it, but we can't find it.
The cough silencer. I wonder if it's on the internet anywhere. Have you looked it up?
I haven't looked on Amazon or eBay, but it's something that's is a good one of those devices that comes along and you get it and you say, hey, this is great, and then they disappear with it. I don't understand it, but either way, I love your program. I've been listening to it every morning, every weekend when I go turkey hunting. It's my tune-in program, and I enjoy your show, sir.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the compliment, and good luck to you this morning. Have you got them located?
No, I've been down here several times. I've been here in gobbles every morning I go out, but right now they're still end up big time. And, it's one of them things.
Oh, yeah. Well, stick with it. Maybe today's your day.
Well, I've already gotten two, and I'm working on number three now. So
good for you. You know. Good for you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Just the biggest key, you tell other turkey hunters when you get on here, the biggest key is movement. If you move, they'll spot you, especially on a morning like this when there's no wind. Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm. I'm taking two guys as rookies turkey hunting with me right now, not with me today, but I've been taking them hunting, and I'll watch them, and I'll tell them real quick. I said, you can't turn your head. You can't move. I'm telling you.
No, coming
in, they'll see you.
Absolutely. After you've called about two times, they know exactly where you are.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true, and a lot of people say, well, they're call shy. Well, I have an opinion. There's no such thing as a call shy turkey. He doesn't come to you. It's because he's got hens with him.
Well, you know, one of the things that maybe you can impress with your rookies and to other people too. Now, think about the evolution and what this gobbler's used to. He is everybody's target.
Oh, yeah.
Coyotes.
Every animal in the woods is trying to eat him.
Everything is. So
yes,
his
sir.
Senses are such that to me, the eastern wild turkey is the number one big game animal in North America. You have to be talented and practiced and proficient in more things to hunt the eastern wild turkey successfully than any other single animal.
Oh, yeah.
Be it elk, white-tailed deer, it doesn't matter. You call, you get a response. Shot placement is necessary. You just don't shoot the bird.
Oh, you have to shoot him in the head.
Yeah, you have to. Otherwise, you shoot him in the body, he's going to fly off and be food for wildcats. So you're on your way again, and I congratulate you for taking two birds already. That's wonderful.
Well, I mean, my goal is to finish out the year for get my third one, and then I'm going to start calling for everybody else. I got people lined up wanting me to go.
Oh, boy.
And my go-to call is a yelper, Billy Bice yelper.
Uh-huh.
Also got a Clay Townsend yelper, and both of them are excellent. And, of course, mouth calls, Slate. And my box calls is Jerry White and Doug Camp.
Well, you've got an array of calls, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. I'll never go to the woods with just one call, not me. I can't do
quite
that.
Frankly,
I feel like I'm naked.
Quite frankly, that's a good idea. My favorite's a box call because you hear it farther away. It's probably the loudest of all the calls.
You ain't heard my yelper yet.
Oh, yeah. You got it going
it's loud.
On, huh?
I can make it louder in a box call.
And
I own a screaming hen from Doug Camp and the regular box call from him. Both of them are loud, but that yelper it makes them gobble when nothing else will.
Oh, boy. Well, you've got your method down, and I congratulate you. Good luck to you today, pal.
You too. Have a great day. Be safe.
You bet. See you soon. There you are. That's a great call to start off the program this morning.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's Gabriel's on his way to the woods. How about that? Woman Williams is here this morning. Oh, my goodness. And the reason is she just can't stay away from me. Otherwise, she has to look after the Facebook page.
True.
True. Yeah, she's... True. We've had a busy weekend so far, and it will continue to be so. This week, on Monday and Tuesday, we are conducting, that is, the Swaggerty's cooking segments that air on the television show. All these great Swaggerty's sausage recipes. The house, the cabin here will be full. And if you're new to the show program, our little cabin is up here in the mountains of North Georgia. We call it the Bojangles Studio. And it's on the side of a mountain next to the wildlife management area. So this is where we conduct the radio program and the all the cooking segments and everything else we can get into, so to speak. So what time did you go to bed last night, baby?
I watched the rest of that movie.
Uh-huh.
It must have been about 12 o'clock.
Oh, okay. I was asleep.
I noticed.
Yeah. I went, poor little O'Neill was worn out. I've got something to get to in a few minutes. But yesterday, I took some, we'll call them novices that hadn't fly fished before. And we went to Black Hawk Fly Fishing Lodge on the Soquie River, which is near Clarksville, Georgia. The Soquie River is 25 miles long, and 24 miles of that river is privately owned by various individuals. And it very well may be the best mountain trout stream in North America, pardon me, on the East Coast. I'll give you an illustration. I had three novices yesterday. And I'm not the guide. They have guides. I'm not a not a trout guide. Eli and Chris were the guides. And we fished from 9:30 until 12:30, 3 hours. And we had approximately 12 rainbows from 17 to 24 inches. Uh-huh. 24-inch rainbows. I'll put the pictures on the website here pretty soon. Fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. If you are an experienced, talented, practiced trout fisherman, then for the biggest trout of your life, try Black Hawk fly fishing. And look them up on the internet, and you'll see the photos of trout that are huge beyond belief. It will be a record day for you, I suspect, if you go to Black Hawk Fly Fishing. So, we've got to go to a break here for a second, and we'll be back. I have some questions for you this morning. This is O'Neill, and we'll be back.
Used to know would stay another round. Someone I used to know ran himself in the ground. It's been a long time coming, couldn't keep on running, had to hit rock bottom.
Well, we have a lot of calls this morning. We're going to get to every single one of them. Let me remind you the telephone number 404-872-0750 in the Atlanta, Georgia area and outside and across the country, 800-972-8255. And here's John, and he's calling from New York on O'Neill Outside. Good morning, John. Welcome to the program. You're on the radio.
Yes, yes. Greetings from the Catskill Mountains, where we're just starting to take off our long underwear.
Yes, indeed.
Last I talked to you in January, I had three working days, and then I retired. And it's been a great time in the woods ever since.
Wonderful.
Yes, you have commented about leaving the young wildlife alone out in the woods. New York State has a motto that says, if you care, leave them there.
Yes, indeed.
It explains it all. Because Memorial Day up here is when the fawns start to drop, and that's when all the people come up from the city. And, you know, could be a clash of, picking up young wildlife.
Oh, absolutely.
Now,
it could be.
Yeah.
It can be.
Last week, Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Last weekend we had our youth turkey hunt start, and we start this Wednesday. Looking forward to it. There was a picture in the local paper of twin boys, age 12, both with their turkeys. The grandfather took one, and the uncle took the other. It looked pretty good.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Now, I've been turkey hunting quite a few years. When I taught myself how to call, I mimicked with my mouth, and I could call turkeys in with just my mouth. And, of course, when they're coming in, you want your hands on your shotgun, and if you just let out a yelp with your mouth, it puts a head up for a shot. Works out good.
Yeah, there you are. Well, you've got it figured out. Congratulations on being retired, and you're successful in your turkey hunting. What kind of terrain? You're in the mountains then, when in the area you hunt.
Oh, yeah. Yep, we are. And there's a lot of grown-up farms with still stone walls around them. We usually use a stone wall to hide behind. It works out pretty good. Yep. Now, coyote hunting. I know some people have problems with coyotes. Let me tell you a story about a couple guys up here, what they did.
Please
they
do.
They put out a bait pile, wired it down, and put up wireless motion sensors that you buy at the hardware store, a dry weight detector.
Right.
And they had their rifle zeroed in on it. And whenever that alarm went off, they lift up the window and take the shot, close the window. One winter, between the both of them, they lived 2 miles apart. They killed 85 coyotes.
Oh, my goodness. Wonderful.
Yep, one guy took 55, the other guy took 30.
Well, that's an ingenious style of being able to take them. That is terrific because they prey on everything.
Yes, they do. Twice I've heard fawns getting killed by coyotes. One woke me right up in the middle of the night. It's not a good thing.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Yep, now, you know, I'm out in the woods all the while with my camera equipment and what have you. When I do stuff and I get up to leave, when I take a few steps away, I always turn around, look back, make sure I didn't leave anything behind.
It's good idea. Tell me, what station are you listening to on there for us?
First time I call you, WSB, right out of Atlanta. It comes in, but once it starts getting daylight, it fades out.
Right. It'll when daylight happens, all the other stations exercise their power legally, so we fade after daylight. But good, I'm glad that you're listening, sir. That was a wonderful call. And are you turkey hunting this weekend?
No, it starts Wednesday. I'll be out.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Wednesday. Yep.
Okay. So yeah, you're just out of your long underwear, huh?
Yeah. Well, it's 35. It's dropping right now, so I'm going to put it on.
Good for you. I'm glad you called, sir. It's good to hear from you. Call more often as the season progresses.
You bet. Thank you.
You bet. How about that? That's a wonderful call. Terrific. Let me click that off there. There we go. 30 minutes after the hour, 4:30 in the morning already. Oh, my goodness. Anything going on from Woman Williams?
No, okay, a lot of good mornings, and we have someone listening in the beautiful state of Kentucky.
Oh, terrific.
I feel like I've lived in Kentucky after watching 6 seasons of Justified.
Oh, Harlan County, Kentucky, huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
Beautiful state.
Let's see. One of the things that John touched on that I want to get to here, because we're way ahead of from where he is, but we get noticed by the Georgia Department of Natural Resources with recommendations about so many people that are invaded, if you will, by what we'll call nuisance wildlife. Raccoons, white-tailed deer, coyotes, foxes, bears. My goodness. Let me tell you, the first of all, leave them alone. Don't poo with them, okay? Especially the deer, the white-tail. If you see a fawn, he looks so lonesome. Mama must have abandoned him or her. And so you go out and you pick him up and take him and put him in a house. He can't do that. Okay, there's no telling what's living on. No ticks and everything else is living on that fawn, for one thing. Number two, Mama knows where that fawn is. She's just off in the dark or off in the high weeds, and you just don't see her. But the number one thing to keep raccoons and bears and coyotes and all those things away from your home, these neighborhood critters, don't give them anything to eat. They're there not to visit, to gossip with you. They're there because you're making food available to them. And I hate to use the phrase, but it's so descriptive. A fed bear is a dead bear. Listen, these black bears across America, up the East Coast, down to Florida, all across the Southeast, in these rural communities, especially here in the mountains, these bears have been doing fine for the last 11,000 years without anyone feeding them. Don't do it. Yes, ma'am, do you have something? You just listening to me?
I was just listening to you.
Okay. Am I going okay? I'm doing all right?
Yes, especially if you're talking about people not feeding bears.
I am.
Yes.
Don't feed the bears. We, in this mountain area where we live, there are some stubborn, we'll call them, neighbors that say, oh, they're just always so hungry. Well, you know, let me tell you something. This is what a black bear's activity consists of. He eats, or she eats, and sleeps, and protects himself from other bears. That's all. Okay? So they're always hungry. A black bear is what's called an omnivore. He eats anything. Twigs, leaves, live animals, dead animals, berries, acorns, roots, everything. That's how he's made, that's how he stayed alive. Don't feed the bears. How about that?
And what happens as a result?
If you do feed the bears, now granted, they were here in the mountains in North Georgia and wherever there may be a nuisance. They were here before we got here. We invaded their territory. But nevertheless, if you feed the bears, likelihood is that the Department of Natural Resources in whatever state you live will have to
remove them.
Control the population. They will have to relocate them.
They begin to be a nuisance.
Yeah. And relocation is termination. They don't move these bears to another area of the mountains and release them. They are terminated. Their next spot on Earth is underneath the Earth. Don't feed the bears. Yes, ma'am.
Just, you know, that's just a fact, and they've tried other ways, and it doesn't work. You can't unteach that bear. They say that if you get one that's young enough, there have been chances of them being rehabilitated, but it does not happen often.
You take you can trap a bear if he's become a nuisance and spends time around houses so he can be fed. If that bear is relocated, the very first thing he does is to look for a big box place that smells like a human, so he can get fed again. He does not revert to being a bear.
Well,
he reverts to being a nuisance bear, and he ends up dead.
We literally can be sitting out on the deck, and if a bear comes through the yard and they see us, if they have been fed somewhere else, if they see us, they will stop and stand there and look at us. Mm-hmm. They've been known to stand up on their back legs.
Yeah, like begging almost.
Yeah, almost
performing.
Mm-hmm.
So they could be fed.
And sometimes we just have to get up and go in the house to, you know, to move on.
We don't feed the bears.
Nope.
We don't feed the bears, and so you don't either. Be it raccoon. Now, one of the things before I go on that subject, if you see a raccoon or a coyote and things like that during the day, that doesn't necessarily mean that they have rabies. They're hungry. and they know by visiting around houses, they can get a meal. It's almost 30 minutes after the hour, 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. This is O'Neill Radio Prize Package when we return.
It's going to be funky.
Let's see, 40 minutes after the hour, you're listening to O'Neill Outside, the number one live outdoor-based radio talk show in the world. And before we get to the radio prize package, let's talk to Mike. He's calling from Jackson, Georgia, and he's on the radio right now. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, O'Neill, good to talk to you.
You bet.
We was able to buy 70 acres behind my house last year.
Oh, boy.
And we've had turkey in the area, you know, for a long time. But on this 70 acres, we've had at least, we have not hardly seen a turkey on it.
Okay.
So we spent the whole winter. We trapped 25 coons, 7 possums off of the property and a coyote.
Okay.
And we got cameras all over it, been watching for turkey, and we've seen them all over the property. But I've got about a 10-acre field, and we've not seen one turkey in that field. And the food plot had grown up where the wheat was about 5 foot high, and the clover probably a foot and a half, 2 foot.
Uh-huh.
And we were cutting it this week, getting ready to start for a dove field. And there was a turkey. She had to flew into it because I got cameras all the way around the field. We've not seen her not one time. Mm-hmm. And she sat on 12 eggs till the bush hog run over her.
Oh, man. Well, that happens a lot sometimes.
Yeah, if somebody's going to cut a field and you're trying to get turkeys, you better go for a walk. Like I say, I kept watching the cameras, you know, to see if I could see one. I hadn't seen a track on the edge of the field. But I just wanted to warn people, if you're trying to get them out there, and I mean, we've done everything, even the fire ants. You know, I guarantee you, on that 70 acres, you can't hardly find a fire ant bed, and that's pretty expensive to get rid of that.
Yes, it is. Well, I have heard stories similar to yours in which they run over, the bush hog will run over a fawn or two.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that the coons, would catch an adult hen because she wouldn't get up and leave the eggs. And I thought, that's hard to believe. But after watching, my son, it broke both our hearts. My son-in-law didn't see it. He just said all of a sudden he felt the bush hog bog down, seen feathers go everywhere.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, yeah, you're doing all the right things. You'll have them in there.
Well, we got 10 eggs in the incubator now, too, because it busted a couple of them, but we got 10 good eggs off of them.
Oh,
we're going to try to incubate them out. I don't know. You know, just rather than waste the eggs, we're going to see if we can hatch them.
That's a good idea. That may be fun.
Yeah.
That may be fun. I'll be darned.
Okay. Well, I enjoy your show, and y'all have a good day. Talk to you later.
You too. Have a great weekend, and thanks for calling. That's interesting. Very, very interesting.
Well, would that be legal?
I don't know if it would be legal or not.
Now, you're talking about the eggs?
Yeah.
We talked about that, and if they come said it was illegal and warned them, I wouldn't give them a fuss and write me a ticket before. And as hard as we worked to try to get them to bust them 10 eggs or leave them out there, I couldn't do it.
Right. Certainly not. No, I would do the same. Most outdoorsmen would to see what would happen. That might be good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know you can hatch them. I've seen them, my nephew that's helping me do it, he's done it before. Uh-huh. I know they'll hatch. Oh. You know, you really can't turn them back loose because they're like a quail. They'll last a few days and something will get them.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I couldn't stand the thought of seeing them eggs. And knowing the incubator was right there, we could try it anyway.
Oh, you've got it. Yeah, give it a try. That's good. Hey, let me know what happens as time goes on, okay?
I will. I sure will. If I hatch out, I'll send you a picture.
Mighty fine.
Okay, O'Neill, y'all have a great day.
You too. Thanks, pal. All right, mighty fine. There we go. Let's see here. I want to get to Mike is called. Let's talk to Mike down in Dallas. Good morning, Mike. This is O'Neill. Welcome to the program. Uh-oh. If I'd pushed the correct button, I could get that done. And there's Mike. I'll bet you he's on the radio right now. Good morning, Mike.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, I've been listening to you for a while. It's my first time calling in. I got a question. Okay. I used to go fishing when I was younger, but I haven't been in a while. Mm-hmm. And when I was younger, we used to go catfishing, and we'd put the big heavy weight tied at the bottom, and we'd go in the morning, catch some shad with the cast net, cut up the shad, put it on the hook, and just throw it out there and wait for the line to, you know, hit. But my buddy took me out fishing, and they're fishing for crappie and some catfishing, but they're using a bobber and all that. And we weren't catching nothing. And I was thinking, I'm not trying to throw the bait shop under the bus. I support the bait shop. I hope I can catch a big fish and get my picture in the bait shop. But they said they're not even catching the bait at the bait shop from that lake. It's coming from a different lake. And what I've always been told is that the fish can smell what the hierarchy of the fish are, or they know what lake. So if you're fishing with bait from another lake, it's going to smell different to those fish. Maybe that's not why I'm catching the fish, or maybe you can teach me how to catch the crappie, or they're just out on the boat dock, you know, having drinking and having a good time, but I want to catch some fish. Do I need to use minnows or lures or what?
You... that's a good, that's an interesting premise as to whether or not the bait came from a different lake, but I wouldn't give that a great deal of credibility. The fish aren't that smart. If the catfish or something smells bait, even a largemouth bass, a crappie, a trout, they all use smell also, stripers and everything. I don't think that's the problem. Are you catching any fish at all in the area where you're fishing?
Okay, well, here's one. We went out there and we fished, but they had caught one. They said it was the night before, but I wasn't too sure. But when I checked out the basket, the fish was, it had been dead for at least a couple hours, and I felt like it was giving off that smell of dead fish in the area, because they weren't, everyone wants to catch the fish, but nobody wants to clean it.
Yeah, that's right. Now, I think we're on the wrong boat here, so to speak. I don't think that's the problem. I think maybe the problem is that there's just not any attraction around the dock. And here's an illustration how you can put something foreign in the water around a dock. I'll give you two illustrations for you to put something in that sets up the food chain that will get game fish, catfish, and everything around the dock. Are you ready?
I'm listening.
Okay. How deep is the water close to the dock?
Well, it's what it sounds like. They said that Christmas time comes around, and they'll put the Christmas trees in the water and sink them down to the bottom to try to get some kind of foliage.
Here's something that's better. Ready?
I'm listening. I got my paper and pen out.
All right. Get a couple of bales of hay and anchor them down with the
hay
bricks.
Or straw?
No, not pine straw, hay, like field hay, okay? Anchor them down with a brick or a concrete block. Tie the concrete block or the wires to the bale of hay to the dock and put them out there in the water. Sink them down to the bottom. That sets up the whole food chain around your dock. The second thing for you to do is get a couple of burlap bags. Fill up the bags with some heavy weight and some dry dog food. Again, tie them to a string or a rope, toss them out out away from the dock, okay? And that, indeed, as that dog food disintegrates and fills up that area with the smell and the whole food chain is set up, you're going to have catfish and bass and crappie and all kinds of things around the dock.
All right, well, do you attach that sack and you tie it up so you pull it back up after
that
you're done?
That is correct. Correct. You tie
how
it
long
with
do you leave it out there?
Well, check, it's according to the acidity of the water as to how long it takes for that dog food to dissipate. So, throw it out there. Give it a try. Leave it out there a couple of weeks. Take your string, your rope, and pull it back in and see if there's any left. It won't last all that long. It would dissolve. Interesting.
Well, you do know One of those 30-pound bags of dog food, that's about $20. And then that hay or straw or whatever, that's going to be another $10. It's going to really attract the fish that well?
Oh, absolutely. You give it a try. And it lasts and lasts. Now, the pine straw is going to last you for months. Months and months. It's much better than, it's much, much better to me than putting in a Christmas tree. The Christmas tree rots, it fades away, and you get hung up in it. You're not going to get hung up on a pine bale. I mean a straw bale. Or that, excuse me, or that bag. The dog food bag is really the best way to go. It really does work.
And is there... That? Can you do too much if I put two or three of them out there?
No, I don't think so. It's and it see the deterrent. I can't do it from here, but you have to say, is there a current in the water there? How deep
okay.
is it? All of those factors come into play.
And that was the deals. I guess it's on the east side, but. It's on all the winds coming east, and it should be bringing everything into that corner.
Yeah, it should, and that will help. That will help the plankton population, if you will, the plankton that's in the water, which attract other bait fish, which attracts game fish, and you got it. Give it a try.
But you don't believe that using fresh shad from the lake that you're fishing in is better than bait shop?
Well, if it's
minnows
shad
or...
instead of minnows, yes. But if it's just shad, shad smell the same no matter what. No matter what lake they come from. Give that a try
right.
and let me know how
I'll
it goes.
Try it.
This,
yeah.
I guarantee
I'm catching,
you.
I'm gonna tell everybody
food.
Who I got the advice from.
Okay.
I'm about to
I'll
be
run
catching.
Risk. I hope so. Good luck to
you,
pal. Glad you called.
All right, thank you.
Again.
You bet. Yes, ma'am.
Is that legal?
Yeah,
I didn't think the DNR liked for you to put Christmas trees in water.
Well, the reason, and I got to go, but the reason they don't want you to put Christmas
yeah.
trees,
mm-hmm.
they can't tell, did you bring those Christmas trees with you or did you cut them off the property?
Oh, okay.
You
that
see.
Makes sense. Okay.
So the best thing to do is don't do it, and now they can, because... People did that at local lakes everywhere, but they would go up on the bank on somebody's property and cut the tree down and then drag it out into the lake. Well, you can't do that. So that's the reason for that. I'll wait for the radio prize package question. We've got a lot of calls this morning, and we enjoy that very, very much, the interaction with the audience and the questions with turkey hunting and springtime fish. That was a great question that guy asked about putting in the Christmas trees versus so many other things. But we've got Mike from Camden County. I don't want to go to him right now because he always has a lot to say and very informative. But when we return, we will also do that, and we will get to the radio prize package, I promise. We're on Facebook at O'NeillOutside.com. No, O'Neill Outside. And beyond that, 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. You can watch O'Neill Outside at O'NeillOutside.com. You can order the O'Neill's Real Oils and Gun Lubes there at O'NeillOutside.com. And a lot of stuff, and I'm running out of breath, so it's time to take a break. This is O'Neill, along with Woman Williams and an entire staff of experts. We'll be back. It's 57 after the hour. I'm not sure we're still on radio, but we certainly are on television. We're on the SB Nation. I hadn't heard from WSB in the last couple of minutes, so don't know what's going on there. But in any case, let's see if we'll test it out right now, because I'll ask to speak to Mark in Camden County. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, O'Neill. How you doing?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. I had a very unique experience last Saturday turkey hunting.
Okay, tell me about it.
I was working three gobblers and had them coming to me on a field, sitting back in off the edge of the field several feet. And I was having fun messing with them, whether I killed one or not. I very much enjoying the show, so I was popping and purring at them and watching them gobble and strut.
Right.
And I got assaulted by a coyote.
No kidding. Tell me.
He came in from my left in the brush where I couldn't see him. I just caught the movement out of the corner of my left eye, and I managed to get my shotgun up in time to shove it broadside in his mouth, and he came in at a dead run and bowled me over like a bowling ball pin.
Wow, I never heard of anything like that.
It happens to turkey hunters. It's usually a bobcat, but I'm not the only one that's ever had that happen to them. And I didn't get bit, but I got scratched up pretty good. I mean, I got blood on my leaf suit, on my left arm, where he was leaving skid marks trying to get off of me when he realized I was not a turkey.
Wow, but, yeah, he thought you were a turkey.
Yes, he did. Fully camouflaged up, sitting on the ground, back against a tree. It happened so fast, I didn't even have time to get up and recover and shoot him. I mean, he hit me, rolled me over, clawed me up, and he was gone in the blink of an eye.
Wow, isn't that something? Now, Gail is asking about whether or not...
I kind of sat up and thought to myself, you know, did that really just happen? I didn't have the claw marks on my arms,
I'm sure. No kidding.
Yep.
Well, that's a very unique experience for sure. And, you'll always remember that hunt.
Well, I'm heading back to the scene of the crime right now to see if those three gobblers will be back into the field. I think I was more irritated that he spooked my turkeys than the fact that he mistook me for a turkey.
I'm not a bit surprised. Mark, good luck to you, pal. I got to go. It's I'll have another questions about that, I'm sure.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.